Ma and Pa. Strange how the words can have two registers. One, doomful and reverberant, for the sound inside me when I think of them. And another, softer, sweeter, simpler, when Finn or Daisy say it to me. Pa. I love you, Pa. I remember when I was 5 years old. It must be one of my earliest memories, and I don't know how much is real and how much I've imagined through the years of guilt and shame, but if I close my eyes now, I can kind of see it. Swimming, fading, coming back into focus like the sea through binoculars. Our house in Davenport Street, the day we returned from the motel. The day after the flood subsided. My first flood, way back in 2005. I remember the empty roads, the eerie silence. I remember the triangular stain of sunlight on the front of our house, the roof unsmashed. Then turning round and seeing Mrs. Darley's place with the big old oak tree growing upside down from its roof. The ripped up roots reaching blindly at the air. And the sidewalks smeared with filth. And the stench of blocked drains, spilled trash, dead bodies. And the quiver in my belly when I saw that pack of dogs killing a cat. Dogs that used to be pets, their jaws now slick with drool and hunger, eyes wild. And I remember, though I wish I couldn't, pushing past my younger brother Eddie as we entered the driveway so I could reach the other side, the safe side, away from the dogs. And I remember, please forget, my father barking, "Don't be a coward, son," the white contempt in his eyes and my shame. And that was only a small flood. What must the cities have been like in the final moments of the big one? Panic rising up with the water level. Humans turned to rats on the day of judgment. Oh, even my upstanding, courageous father might have been frightened then. Even he. I open my eyes and look out again. But there's nothing visible except for blank sky and reflecting sea, the horizon circling, and the dark mark. They must never know. I climb down the ladders and walk out through the afterwards. At the forest's edge, I turn left and walk along the shadow line, mechanically checking each of the traps and taking some small, vague solace in the beauty of the morning mist over lake and sea. The stillness, the silence. At a moment like this, you truly could believe we were all alone in the world. And then the goddamn cat comes out of nowhere and yows so loud it makes my heart start rattling and buzzing like before. I've never liked cats. "Hungry?" I ask, looking it in the eyes.
"Meow,"
it replies. "Yeah? Well, so am I. Fucking get used to it." It yows again and I kick it out of the way. It stares at me outraged, as if it cannot believe I would dare do such a thing. I hiss and it retreats a little. Then I begin walking again and it yows and yows, sliding in front of my boots, scrabbling at my calf, staring at me as though I were evil, guilty evil, and it wanted to tell the whole world my secret crimes. I can see the damn red stains at the edges of my vision now, and I kick it aside again, harder this time, but it makes no difference. The scrawny white fucker comes back again, 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 yowing and yowing, failing to take the hint. And finally the cat, the trees, the grass, the sky, everything in my vision turns deep scarlet, and I pick the blood-coloured beast up by its tail, and it scratches my arm, and I yell in pain and fury and fling the fucker. It hits a tree trunk and falls to the ground with a small crump. I close my eyes. When I open them again, the sky is blue, the grass green, the trees brown, the cat white. The cat doesn't move. I walk up to it, feeling sick, and touch its throat. It's dead. "Fuck," I whisper. "The cat belongs to Finn. How will I tell him? He'll be so..." And then I get an idea. I pick up the dead cat and put it in one of the empty traps, letting the steel jaw snap down hard on its hind leg. With a little luck, Finn will discover it by chance and figure the story out for himself. Satisfied, I begin walking back to the Ark.